Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, brought to you New School Way on this amazing day. It's about 85 degrees, no wind again. It's 3 days in a row, and it's going to be hot this weekend, 90s. Don't get scared because it's going to be in the 90s. But
that's all you ever want to talk about, 90s.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, me and Joel Makavica. But this is Old School. We're brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney / Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. I want to give another shout out to Upside, the young ladies that came in, and they got UFC Saturday. I got Nick Allen tonight, $10 cover to get in, comedy special, first time only. They've already pre-sold a lot of tickets. They have some drink specials. They got the Cookie Monster, and I just nicknamed this the Summer Breeze. And then they have plenty of good food out there. We've heard nothing but good things for their menu, and then also the quality of food and time to get their food out. So also they have the MLB package.
Mm-hmm.
They do have the NFL package as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a great location out there on about 27th and Pine Lake. Really, really good people out there. So appreciate them coming in. Obviously talking about UFC, which is obviously another big card, big draw for them. So doors open early, get there at 1:00, prelims at 7:00 tomorrow. The comedy show tonight starts at 8:00, so you can go right after work. Obviously great vibes in there, great music, and also great space. I think when they first opened, we went and did a remote out there. The one thing I like out there, or liked when I went out there, is I'm big on, like, when we, you know, go places, just the space and how things kind of flow. Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel crammed, even though it was the same spot. Another place was there previous. So they did a really good job on, I guess, the interior design or whatever you call it. But then also they have really good customer service. Want to give them a shout out as well. So especially go out there right now tonight, or especially tomorrow, UFC fans. And it's going to be a good ticket out there and obviously a good time out there. But Austin, tons of stuff going on still in the football world.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about 10 minutes before we go to break. So we catch back up, right?
Yeah.
About 25. I'm just going to do what I'd like doing the best.
Vortex.
They always look for the one name that I might know in college football that might be that's in the portal that ends up going somewhere. And it could be a byproduct of a move, you know, by one player. There's two of them. Robert McDaniel, the high three-star quarterback from UCLA, is going to San Jose State Spartans. Natural. Nico comes.
Sure.
I got to get moving. The other is, there's two other ones. Real quick, Grant Seagren, the former Nebraska offensive tackle, I think, who Matt Rhule talked about, who sneaky athletic, very, very smart young man. So I think he's probably already graduated, is heading to Oklahoma State. Listed as a two-star, but I think he was a walk-on, built himself into something. They might be getting a diamond in the rough, so you wish him the best. But this is the one. I know I had told you about him before. Before we get in that, Wyoming is active.
Active?
Wyoming got a D lineman from BYU, wide receiver from, not sure where he's from. I mean, they got a wide receiver, safety, and edge. They said, listen, you got to start committing before you get some of this cowboy money. Laramie, Wyoming is popping. But here is the guy that I was talking about, Muhammad Torre, linebacker from Rutgers.
No relation to Samarius Forsman.
No, he's not. Definitely not. But I'm going to tell you what. When he was healthy at Rutgers, he was their best defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
He was a difference maker. He was an all-conference second or first team type of player. Unfortunately, he had, you know, just some weird freak injuries. He is going back home to the University of Miami.
13 and a half sacks across the 3 years that he recorded a sack. Yeah. Of course, the knee, the injury in 22, the injury last year before the year. But that's 13 and a half sacks in essentially 3 years of action. 23 tackles for loss, 167 tackles. Dude is everywhere. He is a menace.
He is a menace. He is on the other side of the line of scrimmage. He is a really good blitzer. He's a good stack linebacker. He can rush. That's a big get for Miami to get him. Now, granted, that's where he's from. Obviously a senior, probably looking for, you know, a fresh start. Nothing. I'm sure he had a good time. And Greg Schiano developed. And that's the hard thing about college football and sports is that Rutgers got him, developed him. I wouldn't say took a chance on him, but somehow got him outside of the state of Florida. You got to think, not only did you get him away from Miami, you got him away from Florida and Florida State and Central Florida up there. Really performed well, but now he's back home and he gets to play in front of family and friends. So this is a not a bad breakup per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's somebody to look out for because look, it was a Maluga, the linebacker from Miami, just got drafted. Here's his replacement right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a ready-made starter. As long as he's happy and healthy, he's going to pay dividends.
Well, and that's where it's a credit to Miami for getting him to come back home anyways, right? Because it's not always a slam dunk, right? This is a guy in Teray that would have been an NFL player had he stuck at Rutgers. But imagine what being probably the leading tackler on Miami's team is going to do for his draft stock. Even though he's an older prospect, even though he will have been in college for like 6-7 years now, man,
but he
playing in the middle for Miami, wrecking havoc in the ACC, has a good game against the Clemson and Florida State, whatever.
Oh, you got a lot. Look, you play middle linebacker at Miami. It's no different than quarterback at Ohio State. You got to come with it.
Right.
You looking over there. You see Jonathan Vilma looking at you, judging you. You got Ray Lewis over there judging you. You got Dan Morgan, who's the GM in the, you know, up in the NFL. And I don't even want to talk about Michael Barrow, Jesse Armstead, and Darren Smith. Them the OGs.
Right?
Yeah, you don't have no choice. And look, you got John Beeson, who was a great linebacker. You got the linebacker that's out for the Chargers right now who played at Miami. I forget his name. You ain't got no choice but to play good. You go play linebacker in Miami. So, you know, hopefully you wish him the well. But I always look for a name or two that pops up. Some other big news in college football. So then before then we'll do NFL stuff and then get into the game tonight about from Thunder and the Nuggets is that I hate to talk about it, but Bill Belichick, it came out this morning. Dollar Bill Belichick. They said his girlfriend's key card was not going to work. You know,
wonder how that happened.
Well, there was some conversation that it was like, all right, we're going to shut down her key card. Somehow, some way, said, listen, your key card will work everywhere besides the coach's office. And obviously, with the interview and then also the college version of Hard Knocks, just essentially decided that she was too hard to deal with or the situation wasn't as kosher as like, is, you know, obviously that's something that, you know, the whole college football world is going to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
And based on their relationship, but then their working relationship. Now, she's very protective of Bill Belichick and his reputation and you know, what the perception is of him out there, which is commendable. I mean, you know, she wants it to all be positive. And it's a big, you know, and I think, or I'd like to think part of that is because it's a big leap of faith for him to come down. Now, granted, not a big leap of faith. You get paid $10 million, but a big leap of faith, I guess, career wise, that you
legacy wise,
legacy, you're the greatest, definitely the greatest modern day NFL head coach.
Mm-hmm.
People will argue. You're the greatest NFL coach of all time.
Mount Rushmore, certainly.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you get overlooked in the first hiring, the cycle that you could be, you know, hired.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to think Atlanta was all in on you until Robert Kraft said, no, not so fast, my friend. I'll even pay him so you don't have to, right? You talk about a buddy system, right? Hey, Austin, don't hire that long guy. I'll pay him. He's horrible. Don't, right?
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
You won't like him.
Now that is collusion because they were not thinking the same. But.
That is true. And it's actually, I wonder what you call it. If that's a good friend that's looking out for you. And then he goes in out of nowhere. In, at least in my mind, out of nowhere, you take the North Carolina job.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was interesting in and of itself because Bubba Cunningham didn't necessarily want it.
You're right.
It was the regent that did Bubba Cunningham's job for him.
Yeah.
And said, you're going to make this work.
Yeah. And I got the check to do so.
I got the check to do so.
I just did it for you. Look, take the day off.
I got okay, this. Bubba.
Yeah.
We'll introduce him. Yeah, you don't have to.
It's 80 degrees. And good man, go play your good. You know, you like golf. You been playing a little golf? No, you haven't. You can't.
Get back out there. Yeah.
Roy Williams is out there for you.
Right.
So we'll see how it works.
The funny part about this, Jay, is I saw someone on Twitter make a note that this is some interesting timing for this decision to come out. Whether or not she's actually not allowed in the facility is also up for debate because Carolina said, nope, even though she's not an employee, she's still welcome, right? As their outside consultant, whatever, doing whatever she does for the Belichick social media brand promotion, whatever. So Carolina is saying, no, that's not true. She's in, she's good. We'll see. But it comes out today as she's out of town to compete in Miss Maine. She was runner up last year. So they didn't even tell her this to her face. They're dropping this as soon as she gets out of town. This is not a your card doesn't work. This is a your card will not work when you get back, potentially.
Now you're messing up her.
So then if you're Bill, did you do this on purpose and make someone else the fall guy? You say, oh, sorry, Jordan, they did this. I didn't have say. Or are you trying to pass this off on someone else where it's your decision But you can set it up to her like it came from someone else.
Yeah, it's probably the latter. He don't want to deal with that heat. You know, just imagine that phone call in the morning.
Hi, honey.
There ain't no hi, honey. I guarantee you, she's like, what the hell is this? You know, Bill.
I would say Bill's saying that, but.
Bill, no, you know, he's all like, I don't know, you know, real short. He's like, no, you better start doing some explaining. And then he called his buddy. He said, let me call and check on you. Then he backed it down a little bit.
They just never called back.
Yeah, well, then he's like, oh, I was just told that was just a mistake. He coming on Sunday night.
She gets back. It doesn't work, Bill. I thought it was a mistake. No,
it's not even about that. The damage is done. You in trouble.
Oh, it's too late now.
Dollar yeah. Bill. BB Bill Belichick.
It's in the DH.
Listen, Bill Belichick better be on the first thing smoking to me. What is up in Maine? Where is Maine? I know where Maine is.
Where Cooper Flag from, Jay?
Let me take that back. I know where Maine is.
Far from it.
I've been to Maine.
New York.
I've been
Vermont,
to Maine.
New Hampshire.
Hold
Maine.
On, let me look at Maine. I think I've been to Maine. I have been to Maine.
They
got lobsters
up there,
right?
You got Portland, Maine.
I've been there.
I was going to say.
But he's the first thing smoking up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's better be front row clapping at every answer she gives in the Miss Maine, right?
Yep. She was runner-up last year. You find out.
You better be slipping some envelopes. You know how I said with Ryan Zussman and Jason Peters, we got to win this championship. Bill Belichick said, we got to get me out of trouble. So she needs to win Miss Maine. But all jokes aside, man, it's just crazy that it makes news. But you know what? It's a day in the life, and it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
All self-inflicted, too, if you're Mr. Belichick.
Yes and no. Yeah.
95% self-inflicted if you're Bill Belichick?
Well, I think it's just obviously the age difference, and whatever makes people happy. Nobody here to judge. I mean, look, life is hard enough just to get out and just put one foot in front of the other. And if you find somebody that you're connected with, then so be it. I think the thing that was self-inflicted is just, I think that interview probably just didn't do well. It was not in the best, didn't turn out well.
Right.
And then so now with a lot of free time before training camp starts,
mm-hmm.
and then somehow it gets out there. See, here's the problem. If it really wasn't Bill Belichick's doing and somebody just made this story up, there's heat in the city. Somebody getting fired. And because Bill will find out,
mm-hmm.
or she will find out, and you fired.
And as soon as one of them finds out, the other one is found.
Yeah,
out.
You gone. And so,
night night.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's one of those things. It's just an interesting thing. And it's even though they didn't have Hard Knocks in North Carolina, you know, which is actually a smart move, mm-hmm. because, you know, you could have somebody follow you around all day, you know, with the cameras and whatever, you know, practice meeting. And you have one mishap, meaning her or him or their relationship together, mm-hmm. and they just play on that for
the rest of the series.
Ratings.
Yeah.
Now you up here, you know, now you're dealing with stuff you don't want to. So that was actually a really good, I guess, outcome of not doing it. I think for the betterment of them, the betterment mm-hmm. of the team, and the betterment of the whole thing is better that they didn't do it.
One of the quotes that came out of this was from so it was Pablo Torre that did a lot of this investigation formerly with ESPN. One of the people he talked to that he called a Belichick family source said the family is worried about how Jordan Hudson is going to affect Belichick's legacy. Is she going to end up causing problems with the legacy? Will North Carolina in this tenure cause problems? Will be the end of things in New England that's going to be the thing that people remember about how things went south for Bill Belichick? I don't know. But then David Hale on Twitter said a few things, too, that I thought were interesting. Number one, Belichick's the boss. Number two, Belichick has a lot of agency in this, right? He's not being controlled by some puppet master, right? Like, he's got his faculties. We know he's bright. We know he's smart. He had so much control in New England for so long, you think he's going to give that up when you go to college? I don't think so. So I'm more in the camp of this certainly isn't a good look for Bill Belichick, and it can certainly get worse, but it's not like his legacy is all of a sudden tarnished.
No, yet, you know? Not. I think this is just would be something for people on the radio up in Boston that had a, you know, maybe they had a bad run in or will have a bad run in with Bill Belichick, or just don't like Bill Belichick for something. This will be something that they can pile it on.
Right.
Especially if he's not successful at North Carolina. Now, if he's successful at North Carolina, then they're going to try to like joke about it. But at the end of the day, it's not, you can't take away what he did with Tom Brady, alongside Robert Kraft and all the players that they were able to bring in, developing the Hall of Famers draft at times and stuff like that. You can't take that away from him.
No.
It was 20 years of domination.
Mm-hmm.
Domination, consistency. Now, they were up. Sometimes they, you know, what Bill Belichick and them were about as far as the rule, NFL rules. They were the type to come up and just tap the line, look for your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
You turn away, look this way. They go over and get back. They got caught a couple times.
They would hit the brakes as they're approaching the line, so that way they could slide over the line. But no, officer, I was slowing down. Yeah.
And then the one time, they say, oh. The dude didn't put the stop sign up. We're just gonna roll right through it. Oh, you got us. Well, you didn't really just stop us, so we'll pay the fine. And that was when they were down there filming the Rams, you know, before the Super Bowl. You know, Spygate right. Or whatever. So anyways, enough of that stuff. You know, we'll take a quick break, come back. There's a ton of NFL comings and goings going on. A ton. We got a defensive coordinator with a little bit of health scare. One of the players I thought would be one of the best of all times is in Commander's camp. And then more importantly, the Steelers GM has talked quickly. He never says anything quickly about the Pickens trade. Then George Pickens has said he doesn't want to be number two. So this dude just said, you know what? My show is coming to Pittsburgh.
Ready or not.
Here I am. Surprise.
Won't be slim Pickens for me.
No, but I'm not pissed. Backing down. He said, I'm a number one too. So we'll see. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.